Okay, we're here at the 2008 Pro Photo Summit. I'm here with Kostas Malias, the general manager of the Rich Media Group. That's the team that's actually putting on the summit. Kostas, thanks for being here.
Hi, Nick. Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
So tell us about the Pro Photo Summit. You've been running for a few years. What actually is the conference about?
The conference is basically about photography, and it's about photography in the sense of starting from the most discriminating customers, being the professionals, and working our way down through the different customer segments, if you will, the prosumers, the advanced amateurs, all the way down to the soccer moms and grandparents that are documenting their children, their lives, having a resurgence of their hobby, really as a result of digital. From film to digital, a lot of things have happened, and photography has gone through a huge resurgence in the last few years, probably in the last 5 years.
Now, I was at the summit last year, but you've actually been running the conference for a few years now.
This is our third event. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we started it about 3 years ago because we realized Microsoft has a significant role to play in the photography space. If you think about what people have on their hard drives in terms of files and just the sheer volume of data, it's mostly photographs. If you look at an average hard drive that might have, I don't know, maybe a gigabyte of Word documents, PowerPoints, Excel spreadsheets, and so forth, Outlook folders, that's really pretty much it, maybe a gig, 2, 3, 4, 5 gig. And then when you look at their My Pictures folder in their Explorer, you realize, wow, it's like 50, 60, 70, 100 200, 500 gigabytes.
Mm-hmm.
And that number is increasing precipitously. I mean, it's really going through the roof. You could have someone going to photograph a friend's wedding and not even be the official photographer, where they end up with 4 gigabytes worth of photos in one afternoon. And when you think about what that means, it means that us as a company, we have to have a great story, a usability story, for customers around how do they acquire them into their operating system, into their computer, how do they manage them long term, how do they share them with their friends, how do they do some editing, how do they create some output like photo stories or a combination of video and photos. And frankly, most importantly for me, how do you make sure you don't lose them?
Right.
So the Vista operating system and Windows XP combined have about 950 million customers.
Wow.
That's a huge responsibility. The last thing I would want as a Microsoft person that takes a lot of pride in their work is for someone to have a problem either in managing, using, sharing, or losing their photographs.
Right.
That's at the top level. We're one of the leading companies in the digital media space.
Mm-hmm.
And our ability to help customers get through this digital transition, get more comfortable with it, generate video, photographs, manage their music, even create music, is a huge opportunity for us as a company. But again, people have that expectation that we will have this stuff figured out, and we should, because it's exciting, it's what people are engaged with, it's user-created content versus ripping a CD or buying something on a website of a song or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cooler space. There's an emotional attachment, and it adds value to the PC ecosystem and to the way somebody thinks about their computer.
So let's talk about the people who are actually here at the summit. Who's here? We have a mixture of professional photographers, industry people. We have luminaries from all over the world.
Yeah.
Who's at the summit?
It's a who's who situation. It's really incredible. I would break it into probably three categories.
Okay.
There's some press and analysts,
mm-hmm.
and those are a few because it's an invitation-only event.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that want to come to the summit, but frankly, it doesn't make a lot of sense given what we're trying to do. And the other group is photographers. We literally have, according to several magazines, the number one wedding photographer in the world, the number two wedding photographer in the world, the number three wedding and portrait photographer in the world. So we got portraiture and wedding covered. We have people like Franz Lanting. Art Wolf didn't make it, although he's an icon of imaging. And between those two guys, you're talking in the top two or three nature photographers in the world.
Yeah.
We have journalists. We have Pulitzer Prize winning journalists like Deanne Fitzmaurice. And we have journalists from the Washington Post that are actively working today creating work. We have archivists. I think we have people here from LinkedIn.
Had
a board member from LinkedIn here yesterday. So it's a combination of the traditional space in photography, photographers, editors, press, media, in the traditional sense, but it's also the new media. It's
mm-hmm.
it's the new websites that are really hosting a lot of sharing for folks, including Microsoft Spaces. But that's sort of the mixture of the folks. And then you have some industry people, that are basically from the camera companies, from the hardware companies, people that are making software, hard drives. You know, Nikon and Canon are here, of course. Sony's here. We have a really broad representation. And the reason why we select those people is really quite simple. We're looking to build an environment where people can gather, create, and think of new ideas, share and improve on existing ones, and do it in a way that is not product-centric. Mm-hmm. If you walk around the conference today, you'll see there aren't any big Vista logos or Office logos or Live, you know, Spaces logos anywhere.
Right.
It's not about Microsoft. Microsoft, this is a way for Microsoft to participate as a participant in this industry, because that's what we need to do, is given the size of our company, because we can have a positive effect on this industry. And it's not about commercialization. It's a brain trust, if you will, of this business, of people that care about photography, and Microsoft is just a part of it.
I think one of the challenges you actually have here at the summit is the fact that there are so many interesting people and you know, experts in their respective fields, mm-hmm. that when the breaks occur, like in between sessions and at lunchtime, everyone's in the corridor, everyone's talking, yeah. They're bringing up ideas, they're sharing concepts, and I think it takes a lot of time actually to get them back into the summit for more sessions, because there's such an amazing collection of minds here, yeah. sharing information. It's such a wonderful atmosphere.
Yeah, there's a friend of mine who's just started a new conference for reasonably high-level people, and it's called The Lobby. Mm-hmm. And he named it that because he found that in events like this, you know, high-end events that are invitation-only, that are very specifically targeted, that all the conversations really happen in the lobby, and I commend him. His name is David Hornick for doing that. But this is no exception. Mm. People are here to network, and they're here to network in an environment that is not about a trade show. It's not about product launches. There's no real commercial reason for people to be here. You know, the 350-some people that we have here for the summit are really here to network and to exchange ideas. That's really what it's about. And I think that's a very nice high-level goal, and I'm proud that Microsoft has created this venue for people to do this, because I think it's important. Increasingly, Microsoft is playing an important role in this space. We're creating the next standard for JPEG. We have a few announcements coming up at Photokina in September. We have a couple of very interesting announcements coming up in August that are all about how Microsoft is getting together with the industry to catalyze and advance photography to the next level of acceptance, of ease of use, and just make it fun. Because people want to shoot. You know, they don't want to be necessarily spending all their evenings behind a computer, but the computer is now indispensable. So there's the concept of behind the lens, which people have always done. Then he used to go to a lab, but now the labs are essentially gone. People are really enjoying the kind of level of creativity and flexibility they get post-shoot in front of their computer, and the tools are enormous. I'm creating photographs at home that I would have to normally pay $40, $50 for someone to print, and they cost me $3 or $4 in paper. Mm. And it's my work. So the creative juices are really rewarded because I have the input, I have the control, and that's why photography is fun. Because you can brag, you can share with your friends, and you have a huge sense of accomplishment, right? Anyone can be an artist with a camera. You just have to spend enough time at it and think about it and think about light and all the other variables, and you could really be an artist and a creative person.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
And just quickly, I think Rich Media Group, the term for the team that you look mm-hmm. after, I mentioned that before, one thing that I found fascinating is that pretty much everyone in your group, I think mm-hmm. it's about five or six of you, mm-hmm. are all former professional photographers or freelance photographers
yeah, yeah.
in some point in your yeah. history. And I think that's fantastic that the group that's putting on this summit have all come from that professional space in some yeah. category. I know you're still an avid photographer, and I think everyone yeah. on your team is.
Here's the interesting thing about photography. This is why I love this space. I've been at Microsoft a lot of years, and I've worked in various businesses around the company. In this business, this is the one business I've found in the company where both everyone from sort of, you know, the lower level person to the top level executive, including literally our president level people mm-hmm. And senior vice president level people, they all get excited about photography because photography connects. Mm. Photography allows people to pick up a camera and to start with nothing and still feel good about it, or 20 years later with the various experiences and travel and just a lot of passion around it, end up as a real artist and creating things that they never thought they could. Mm. And everyone connects with photography, including our executives. So we've been very fortunate because we have jobs, frankly, that everybody wants. I mean, who doesn't want to work on something they do as a hobby
yeah.
or at home every weekend anyway?
Yeah.
And it's fun. I mean, there are people in the team that have just done an amazing job of working on the team, and you probably wouldn't have to even pay them. You know, I have executives.
We pay them.
We do. It's amazing. We pay them. But you wouldn't have to. Yeah. I think you could. I could probably do an experiment where I would take 20% pay cuts from these folks and give it back to the company for some of the project. And half the people would stay.
Yeah.
So you know, we have the five or so people in our marketing organization, but we have a huge engineering organization, and all of those people, the goal for them, and we have a huge like a candy closet, if you will, filled with the latest gear, because it's super important that if we really want to get the space and create exciting and valuable software for customers, that we are photographers, we are the customer, we're living the pain, and we're also trying to create the solutions. We have the power to create the solutions, but we need to understand the problems first. And it's really important that the customers understand that. And it's really important that we get the pain. So I actually have forced people every weekend. I say, please take out cameras. Go shoot. Go try the various scenarios. And they do. Hmm. So of our whole organization, which is now in the dozens, I would say 90% of them are now excited about photography, and probably about 20 to 30% of them are super passionate, you know, have MFA equivalents in photography, have studios, literally have studios where they do this on the side, or just love what they do to the point where they're learning more and more about it every day.
Mm. Well, it's an amazing group of people that are attending the summit. The summit itself was fantastic. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having me.